loving the summer in our city.
We are your Cambridge 105.
A very good Saturday afternoon to you. We are Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. Belinda Carlisle there and Heaven is a Place on Earth. Welcome along to Summer Saturday. This is the programme that showcases some of the local events that make up the summer in our city calendar. And we also speak to the individuals who actually make the events happen. So what have we got coming up on the show today? We've got some fantastic things. Rob Chipfield's been busy. He's been at the Fen Edge Festival doing some reports for us. So we'll be hearing a little bit more about the Fen Edge Festival over the next 2 hours. Kerry Littlechild is currently at the Norfolk Street Party, which is organised by Packed. She'll be doing some reports from there very, very soon. And Lee Last is amongst the crowds at the Midsummer Fair on Midsummer Common. So we'll have some fantastic reports from all those events over the next 2 hours. Also coming up, another chance to hear the interviews from the Cambridge City Council Recycling Flash Mob, which took place yesterday at the Grand Arcade. We'll hear from the Mayor of Cambridge, Paul Saunders, Jean Swanson, Executive Councillor for Environmental Waste Services, and Victor Perez Mayers from Viridor. Now, they're the company that manages the waste management for Cambridge City Council. But if you've got an event happening today and you'd like to tell us what it is and we can tell the rest of Cambridge about it, do get in touch. 07919 070490 on the text. You can email me studio@cambridge105.fm, or you can give me a call through to the studio on 01223 967 105. Coming up in about 10 minutes time, we'll have the first report from Rob Chipperfield, who's been at the Fen Edge Festival. In the meantime, let's continue the great music. Here's Natasha Bedingfield and these words on Summer Saturday. Good afternoon. Broadcasting from the city centre on 105 FM and online, a very good Saturday afternoon to you. This is Summer Saturday with myself, Matt Webb, and that was Andrew Gold and Lonely Boy. This is the programme that showcases some of the local events that make up the summer in our city calendar. And we've got some fantastic reports coming from Kerry Littlechild. She's at the packed Norfolk Street Party. We'll also have Lee Last amongst the crowds at the Midsummer Fair. But in the meantime, we can now cross over to Rob Chipperfield, who's currently at the Fen Edge Festival. Good afternoon, Rob.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much, Matt. And I'm out here in the village of Cottenham at the Fen Edge Festival. And I'm joined this afternoon by Rebecca. Good afternoon, Rebecca.
Afternoon.
And I'm currently, just at this very moment, standing here under mostly blue skies. And it's dry, a little bit windy, but quite dry at the moment. It's not been like that all morning, though, has it?
No, we did have some torrential downpours this morning, but the sky has cleared and everyone has come out to enjoy themselves. So we're really happy about that.
Fantastic. Now, looking around me, I've lived in Cottenham now for 4 years, and this is the first time I've actually made it down to this festival. How long has it been going?
This is the fifth Fen Edge Festival. They happen every other year, so they started in 2005, and yeah, it's the fifth one this weekend.
Brilliant. And so I think it started last night, Friday evening. And it goes on until Sunday, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. We started yesterday with a preschool fun day, which was really well attended, even though it did rain on us. But then there was the PTCA summer dance last night, which was a fantastic night for everybody. Some sore heads this morning. And then, yes, we're running all through today, all through tomorrow, and it finishes about 10 o'clock at night tomorrow with live music on the green, free for everyone to come along.
I was just going to ask that, Rebecca. Fantastic. So we're out here, and it's been organised, and you're on the organising committee, and Jane, who's with you as well. And is it just a group of you that have got together and decided to put something on, or how did it all come about?
Well, the Fen Edge Community Association, they underwrite the whole festival, and so some people on the committee are members of the Fen Edge Community Association, but an awful lot of us are just volunteers who've enjoyed the festival in the past and wanted it to happen again this time.
So what is it that people can get up to if they head out here to Cottenham?
Wow, there's masses going on. We've got so much live music. We've got two venues where there are bands playing, people singing. We've got lots of displays going on, lots of things for you to join in. We've got bouncy castles for the children. We've got loads of stalls. We've got circus workshops. We've got loads of stuff going on behind the Village College. Segways, come and have a go on a Segway. Climbing walls, zorbing. There's a beer tent. We've got plenty of beer, we won't run out. There's a Pimm's tent, and there's even going to be mojito cocktails being served tonight. There's masses to do.
Now, you said that there's a bouncy castle for the children. Do you, is it just for the children, or can I sort of sneakily sneak on there if I crouch down a bit?
I'm afraid it's just for the children, but there are three of them, so there's plenty of space for lots of children.
That sounds good to me. I was just having a glance down the website. Do you want to just remind us what the website address is before if anyone does want to find out a bit more?
Yeah, the full programme of events plus any last minute changes are available on the website. It's www.fenedgefestival.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thanks, Rebecca. Now, some of the other things on there, and there's everything, as you said, for the kids, the bouncy castles. There's an inflatable sled just to my left here. It looks amazing. I really, really wish I was 10 years younger at the moment, or maybe even 20. time passes quickly. And there's fire engines, I think. There's the school choirs. And is it just for the kids, or is there adult stuff going on as well? Obviously, the beer tent that you just mentioned.
No, there's plenty for all ages. We've got walking tours of Cottenham. We've got tours going up the water tower for the first time ever in Cottenham. You can climb the church tower as well. There's all sorts of things. There's storytelling for all ages. There's loads of really good music. Tomorrow, Sunday, we've got the Cottenham Brass Band on the green. We've got a pipe band coming along. There's masses for everybody.
And it's looking fairly busy at the moment. And have you had a good turnout? Are you pleased with the number of people here? It certainly looks very well attended.
Yeah, it's amazing. The people of Cottenham always come out for things, no matter what the weather. At the moment, it's dry and it's really busy. So we're just hoping that it stays like this.
Fingers crossed. And it's free to get in. You said anyone can just come along, don't have to be from Cottenham.
Anybody. We're happy for anyone at all to come along. Loads of free stuff to do. Some activities you have to pay a small amount, but it's all for local charities trying to raise money for themselves.
That sounds perfect. Rebecca, thanks very much for the time. Have fun, and fingers crossed that the weather holds out for the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
And back to you in the studio, Matt.
Thank you very much, Rob. That's Rob Chipperfield reporting for us at the Fen Edge Festival, joined by Rebecca there, one of the event organisers. We'll have another check-in with Rob in the next 20 minutes.
We just love being local. This is your Cambridge 105.
Sunny spells with some rain showers heading into the early evening. We can expect overnight lows tonight of 13 Celsius, that's 55 Fahrenheit. And your outlook for tomorrow, showers across the day, heavy at times. Top temperatures in Cambridge of 18 Celsius, that's 64 Fahrenheit. A very good afternoon to you. We are Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. This is Summer Saturday, the programme that showcases some of the local events that make up the summer in the city calendar. We've already had one report from Rob Chipperfield, who's at the Fen Edge Festival in Cottenham for us this afternoon. And in a very short while, within the next half an hour or so, we'll be crossing over to Kerry Littlechild. She's at the packed Norfolk Street Party, which is just around the corner from us here on Gwydir Street in Cambridge, actually. And in the next hour, we will also be joined on the line or on the air by Lee Last. He's amongst the crowds at the Midsummer Fair on Midsummer Common this afternoon. Lots of events happening in and around Cambridge at the moment, and I will give you a little bit more information about the Norfolk Street Party, the summer event organised by the Petersfield Area Community Trust, which is also known as PACT. It's on today, 12 noon till 5 p.m, so there's just over an hour and a half's fun left to have at the event, and some fantastic things happening. The green area opposite the Box Cafe, there's some elite sports there at the moment. That's rather exciting. The Box Cafe, which is Aussie's Cafe, is open to the public as well. Squeaky Gate Community Room, which will be featuring art displays by local artists. So if you're an art fan, that seems very, very nice to go along and see. And then a little bit later on today, the Andy Bowie Jazz Band will be performing in the community room at the Man on the Moon. That's going to be between 3 o'clock and 4:15, so they'll probably be in full flow at the moment. So that's the Norfolk Street Party, organised by the Petersfield Area Community Trust, happening at the moment between 12 noon and 5 p.m, and we'll be crossing over to Kerry Littlechild in the next half an hour to soak up the atmosphere and see what's happening there.
Right, thanks again, Matt, and I'm back out here at Cottenham, and right now I've gone and collared Wendy, and I think, Wendy, you're with the British Heart Foundation's Heart Start campaign, aren't you? Good afternoon.
Hello.
So you've come out, and it's just sort of clouding over a bit. It was nice and sunny when I spoke to Rebecca just now, but it's sort of looking like it might get a little bit wet. I think you've been out here for the morning and might have got caught in some of the earlier downpours.
Yes, it did absolutely pour this morning, but the event didn't start till 10, so it's not too bad.
That sounds good, and you've got a gazebo over your head at least. So Wendy, tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing here. Are you here as first aid cover or doing the heart start?
So we're here from the British Heart Foundation, and it's teaching the general public that are coming past a quick 10-minute session on how to save a life. So we've got our annies and we're teaching them a bit of CPR.
That sounds good. I remember back when I was in the Scouts a few years ago, it was, well, probably a similar model to that at least, and doing the first aid courses and so on. And in 10 minutes, can you get someone up to a standard that they can do something useful?
Yes, absolutely. It's something that absolutely anybody can learn, even if they're a child, because they can talk an adult through it. So it's a skill that we believe everybody should learn.
And anyone can come along and do this? Do they have to pay for it, or what happens?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody can come down and have a go. It's completely free, and they get a little leaflet to take away that tells them what to do if they forget later on.
That sounds good. Fantastic. Thanks very much, Wendy, and I hope you have a good weekend. Are you here all weekend?
We are indeed. Yeah, here tomorrow as well.
Excellent. Fingers crossed for the weather. Let's hope you don't get too much more rain on top of you and stay under the gazebo. Right, let's wander around and see who else I can find then. Right, well, I'll wander into another tent here, and I'm joined by Liz. Liz, you're from the Rampton Spinners, and you've seemed to have definitely come up with the right strategy. You've got a lovely gazebo here with the all-important solid sides to keep the rain off.
And the wind, yes, and the wind.
That definitely sounds like a good plan. So you're in here with, I think, three or four of you from the Rampton Spinners. Tell me a bit about what you do. What is it you get up to? You've got a fantastic array of both clothes and bits of machinery in here.
Okay, well, we're a group of perhaps about 50 people who meet once every couple of months on a Saturday morning or Saturday all day at Rampton Village Hall. We meet to sit and spin both fibres and yarns. Sometimes we start off with raw fleece, which could be sheep fleece or alpaca, or it could even be a vegetable fibre like linen. We process it, washing, dyeing, combing it, and then we start spinning it into all sorts of fibres, thick, thin, lace weight, heavy yarn, and sometimes we knit it, sometimes we crochet, sometimes we weave. We've got a few weavers. There's some weaving going on over here on a lovely loom. Well, what else do we do?
So I noticed just before I accosted you on the the suggestion of your husband. I'm sure you might have a few words to say to him in a moment. That you were doing a demonstration to a fairly young guy who just wandered in about how the spinning process works. Do you want to just give the sort of the 30-second outline of how it actually happens?
Okay, well, the demonstration that we do with children is to teach the principles of yarn construction. We start off with fibres in sort of parallel, just a wadge of fibres in parallel, and we draw it out, which means lengthening that to perhaps a few thousand fibres in parallel and about 15 inches long. We get the child up one end and an adult down the other end, each twisting in the same direction. We've already demonstrated by drawing it out that the fibres have no great strength, but by adding twist we add strength. But that itself causes a problem, which is that it wants to untwist. So we then show that it can be plied together simply. We end up with a piece of yarn a few inches long that is perfectly balanced yarn and could be used if only it was about 500 times longer than it is.
Now, I'm guessing that you don't actually do it like that when you're building things for real. You've got a wonderful, wonderful looking wooden, is it a spinning wheel next to you?
Yes, it's a spinning wheel. It's a little one. We tend to like to bring small wheels to demonstrations just because it's harder to get bigger ones through doorways and into cars. This particular model is an Ashford Peacock. We have an Ashford Traveller, and I'm not sure what the other one is over there, but they're all there are many companies who make spinning wheels. If you look online, you would be amazed at the designs. Modern, traditional, industrial looking almost sometimes. They're both aesthetically pleasing and a joy to use, most of them.
Now, I sort of imagine that when I hear of spinning wheels and so on, I always have the vision of the slightly old-fashioned cottage industry or similar. But all of this looks remarkably modern, actually. These aren't sort of old vintage devices, are they? These are, by the looks of things, actually very new.
Yes, some of them are very new, and the more modern designs especially have been designed so that you could fold them up and take them in a little rucksack.
That sounds perfect. That, especially for Cambridge, of course, on the back of your bike. So if someone wants to find out a little bit more either about the Rampton Spinners or maybe about spinning in general, where can they go to get some information?
Well, there's plenty of stuff online if you just generally look online. But if you want to talk to somebody from Rampton Spinners especially, Jean Addison is our secretary, and you can contact her on...
Okay, that's 01353 778 628, 01353 778 628. Well, Liz, thank you very much for your time. Have you got any projects on the go this weekend, or are you just doing the demonstrations?
Well, we're just demonstrating, trying to show people that it really isn't a weird thing that very old-fashioned people do.
It looks fantastic. It really does. And some of the scarves and the jumpers and rugs that you've got around the tent look absolutely magnificent. Thanks very much for your time, Liz.
Thank you very much.
And back to you, Matt, in the studio.
Thanks very much, Rob. So that's Rob Chipperfield reporting live for us at the Fen Edge Festival in Cottenham this afternoon. And he spoke to the British Heart Foundation and the Rampton Spinners there. We'll have one final update from Rob in about 10 minutes' time here on Summer Saturday, the programme that showcases some of the local events that make up the summer in the city calendar. We are Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. Still to come on the programme, we'll be crossing over to Lee Last, who's at the Midsummer Fair. We'll be doing that around about 4 o'clock this afternoon. And after 4 o'clock, Kerry Littlechild will be at the packed Norfolk Street party. In the meantime, coming up next, you'll have another chance to hear the interviews from the Cambridge City Council recycling flash mob, which took place yesterday at the Grand Arcade. We'll hear from the Mayor of Cambridge, Paul Saunders, Jean Swanson, Executive Councillor for Environmental Waste Services, and Victor Perez, Mayor's from Viridor, the company that manages the waste management for Cambridge City Council. In the meantime, we'll have a quick music break, and I'll see you back on the other side of Katy Perry. This is Wide Awake. Good afternoon.
Part of the city's life.
We are Cambridge 105.
18 minutes before 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. We are Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. This is Summer Saturday with myself, Matt Webb. I'm keeping you company right the way through until 5 o'clock today. We'll have another attempt now at trying to play these interviews that were conducted yesterday with regard to this Cambridge City Council flash mob event, which was staged to highlight recycling in and around Cambridgeshire. Now, I started off by speaking to Jean Swanson. She's the Executive Councillor for Environmental and Waste Services, and I began by asking her what the flash mob event was all about.
Well, what we're doing is really trying to encourage people to get all their paper out of the black bin and into the blue bin. And by doing this event today, we've held up newspapers, we've had lots of photographs taken, and then we've ceremonially put them into the blue bin so that they can go and be recycled and not go to landfill.
How recycle friendly is Cambridge when it comes to it? Do people willingly put things in the bin, or is it like trying to get blood out of a stone to get people to put obviously the correct things in the right bins?
It varies tremendously. A lot of people are very committed to recycling and do a great job, but because of the turnover of population in Cambridge, we're never as good as we would like to be. And we had some analysis done of what's in the black bin recently, and we're amazed how much paper goes into the black bin. That costs us money. If all that paper had gone into the blue bin, then the council would have saved about £80,000 in the last year.
And of course, it's all about a money-saving exercise, because obviously all the money goes into other schemes and things. In your opinion, how do you think the future advertising campaigns are going to run with the council? Do you do social media awareness and things like that?
Yes, we do. We use Facebook, we use Twitter for recycling events. I use my own web page to encourage recycling from time to time. But I think as recycling becomes part of people's routine, if we then want to change that routine further, we've got to do something that actually is more dramatic, as today's event.
I think people associate recycling with families, and it's a family activity, i.e. people with lots of children. But people live on their own should be doing the same thing as well, shouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, to be absolutely honest, it's some of the people living in shared housing where perhaps we have the lowest rates of recycling. We'd really want to encourage those people to perhaps have a recycling champion within the household who might take the lead on the recycling, but everybody to play their part.
So So that was Jean Swanson, Executive Councillor for Environmental and Waste Services. I also spoke to Victor Perez-Mares from Viridor. Now, they manage the waste services on behalf of Cambridge City Council. I started by asking about their involvement in the flash mob yesterday.
We work with the City Council to transform their waste into recyclable, useful materials. So we really want to be supporting the campaign to encourage more people to recycle more paper, because the more resources we recover, it's better for the environment, but it's also really good in terms of the council making savings and using that money towards other essential services.
The council have recently introduced the blue bin scheme. Have you seen an increase in people recycling with the advantage of having a blue bin?
Yes, we have. Cambridge residents have always been very good recyclers, and actually the quality of the materials they put in their blue bins is very, very good. But I think what we're trying to do here is to actually remind people that there's still more that could be done. And it's really easy. Paper, it's one of the materials that are easier to recycle, and the benefits for me are huge.
A lot of people would say, obviously, when they put the stuff in their blue bin, how does it get separated? Because you get plastics in with paper and things like that. How does it get separated?
It comes to our facility, which is very advanced. It's got lots of technology as well as quality controls from people. So we have lots of machinery that separates the materials by shape, by weight, but also by size. And also we can have things like magnets for the tins and cans. The aluminium, we use a machine called an eddy current, which effectively propels the aluminium away from the other materials. And then we have optical sorters that actually identify the type of plastics, helping us separate them into the different materials ready to be reprocessed into new products and packaging.
And the flash mob that you've done today is part of a new campaign to raise awareness of recycling. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it's an innovative way of trying to engage with the local residents. We invited them to join in. We had a really good response, and actually that's probably the best way to support and to encourage people to recycle, by, you know, showing how easy it is and how everybody can take part in it.
So that was Victor Perez-Mares there from Viridor. Finally, I caught up with the mayor of Cambridge, Paul Saunders, who attended the event. And not only did he just attend it, he started it off as well with a blow of a whistle.
I'm now joined by the mayor on the second floor here at the Grand Arcade. So good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
And tell us about your involvement in the flash mob today.
Well, I was come along really to help start and stop it, really, because it's great to be able to help with publicising, you know, the recycling of paper, which is really important.
I was speaking to one of your colleagues a few minutes ago at the council, and he was saying it's very important to raise awareness of recycling. I'm sure you'd agree with that.
I do. Well, as a city, we're very good already, and we already recycled 3/4 of our paper and card, but that last quarter is 2,000 tonnes, which is an awful lot.
And how do you think the flash mob went?
I think it was great fun, actually. It was great to see. I was up here at the top of the Grand Arcade looking down at it, and it was just fantastic.
And I must just ask you, because obviously you've only been in office as mayor for a very short time, how's it going?
It's actually really nice. So, I mean, getting to come to things like this is really the icing on the cake of, you know, of council and being involved with the council. It's all tremendously fun, and it's a great privilege.
Councillor Paul Saunders, who's the mayor of Cambridge, thank you very much for talking to us here on Cambridge 105.
Thank you very much.
And you can see a selection of photos and a video of the flash mob which took place yesterday afternoon at the Grand Arcade on our Facebook page, which is found at facebook.com/Cambridge105. And if you'd like any more information on recycling in the city, you can visit the Cambridge City Council website, which is found at cambridge.gov.uk/recycling. This is Summer Saturday from Cambridge 105, the programme that showcases some of the local events that make up the summer in the city calendar. Still to come, some more fantastic things. We'll be crossing over to Lee Last at just after 4:30. He's at the Midsummer Fair on Midsummer Common. We'll also be hearing from Rob Chipperfield for his final reports from the Fen Edge Festival in Cottenham. And also coming up after 4:00, some more fantastic things, including Kerry Littlechild should be reporting from the packed Norfolk Street Party. If you've got an event happening today or over the next couple of days, do let us know and we can give it a bit of publicity here on Cambridge 105. studio@cambridge105.fm on the email. Why not send us a text? 07919 070490, or you can leave us your event messages on Facebook. facebook.com/Cambridge105. We'll be crossing back over to Rob Chipperfield after this from the 80s by One Too Many. This is Downtown on Community Radio in your city, Cambridge 105. 7 minutes before 4 o'clock. We are Community Radio in your city, Cambridge 105. That was One Too Many and Downtown. This is Summer Saturday, the programme that puts all the local events in the spotlight that feature in the summer in the city calendar. And we can cross over for the final time to Rob Chipperfield. He's at the Fen Edge Festival in Cottenham. Over to you, Rob.
Okay, so finally I've wandered into the main tent, and you might just hear the fantastic Tirana Chorus just performing in the background, just the other side of the dividing line. But right now I'm talking to Glynis. Glynis, you're here from the Cottenham Village Society, I believe.
Yes, I am, yeah. The society runs lots of talks in the village about local things, Cottenham and Cambridgeshire. And then we have outings, we have village walks, so people can learn about the history of the village.
That sounds really good. And the village itself has been around really for an awful long time. You've got a map here on the table of Cottenham in August 1988, but I guess it's a lot older than that, isn't it?
Yes, the village dates back to before Doomsday. In 1086, in the Doomsday book, there are four manors in Cottenham, so it's quite big then. There's been Anglo-Saxon things found in the village. The Romans lived on the edge of the village, just into the fens, when the weather was a bit better than it is now.
Yes, not been the best. It's okay at the moment. Oh, no, actually, I think I might have come inside just at the right moment. I know, interestingly, my great-grandparents actually used to live in Cottenham, and then sort of the rest of the family moved down to Kent. But is that the sort of thing that you look into, sort of family histories and so on?
Yes, we do. We've got one expert, particularly in the Village Society, who's very interested in family history. So people can contact us about Village Connections and we'll see what we can find out.
So if someone did want to find out a little bit more about either Cottenham or the Cottenham Village Society, how do they get in touch with you?
We have a website, and I'm afraid I can't quote you it at the moment. It's a bit complicated, but if you go and look on a search engine and type in Cottenham Village Society, there are contact details there, and all about our events as well.
So what's the next event that you've got coming up?
Well, we have our annual barbecue in July, which I'm afraid is only open to members, but it's a very good social event. And then we start our normal programme in September, when we have a speaker and also have our AGM. And then we have a programme right through to the spring of talks once a month in the village, and then our outings later on the next spring.
That sounds fantastic. Glynis, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. I hope you stay dry. At least you're in the main tent here, away from the worst of the elements. But have a great rest of the weekend. Are you here all through tomorrow as well?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're here tomorrow.
Excellent. Well, I hope it all goes very well for you. And like I say, have a fantastic weekend. Thanks, Matt. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much, Rob. That's Rob Chipperfield reporting live from the Fen Edge Festival for us on this rather overcast Saturday afternoon. Thank you very much for the three reports that Rob filed for us today. Coming up in the next hour after 4 o'clock, we'll be crossing over to Lee Last. He's amongst the crowds at the Midsummer Fair on Midsummer Common. And we'll also be hearing some interviews conducted by Kerry Littlechild. She's at the PAX Norfolk Street Party. About an hour and a bit's left to go on that. So if you want to go down to that, that's on Norfolk Street in Cambridge. In the meantime, let's enjoy some great music. His Train and Drive By.
On 105 FM and online.
Proud to broadcast from the city centre on 105 FM. A very good Saturday afternoon to you. This is Summer Saturday from Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. That was Hot Chocolate there and Everyone's a Winner. This is the programme that puts the spotlight on some of the local events that make up the summer in the city calendar. It's just gone 5 minutes past four. And I'm pleased to say joining us on the line is Lee Last, and he is at the Midsummer Fair on Midsummer Common. Good afternoon to you, Lee.
Thank you very much, Matt. We're live here at the Midsummer Common Fair. I'm just going to go for a bit of a walk around the site to give you a taste of what we've got going on around here. Obviously, lots of fairground favourites on today. We've got the teacups. I'm just going past on the left. On the right-hand side, we've got a crazy fun house. What on earth is going to be in that crazy fun house? You got food galore. You got loads of burger outlets. There's a place I'm just passing on my right called Sticky Fingers. They seem to specialise in fish and chips, hot dogs, that kind of thing. Got lots of Dodgems. I mean, I want to go on the Dodgems myself. Dodgems, bad memories. Or are they good? I don't know. Lots of fairground arcades, just passing the 2p machines. Absolute classic thing you need to have. On my left now, I'm just walking past a big old helter skelter thing. Now, that's a crazy fun you love when you're about 8 or 9 years old. I know on the far side of the site there's lots of bric-a-brac stalls. There's some stalls selling handbags, that kind of thing. Obviously not my forte, but you know how it goes. I've just seen something absolutely crazy ahead. That is something where you sit on it and it tilts like 45 degrees upwards. It also got the kiddie wheel on the left-hand side, a big old ball pit. Oh man, I've got to go in that later. And really, it is all fun for the family. The sun's just gone in here, but it looks like it might make an appearance again very shortly. We're Midsummer Common. If you want to come down, it's good fun for all the family. I'll try and grab a member of the public and a few stall holders throughout the afternoon. But for now, it's back to you in the studio, Matt.
Thanks very much, Lee. That's Lee Last reporting live from the Midsummer Fair on Midsummer Common. Lots of events happening today, not just the Norfolk Street Party or the Fen Edge Festival. There we go, the Midsummer Fair. And we'll cross back over to Lee Last in the next half an hour for another report from the Midsummer Fair. Also coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll be joined on the line by Kerry Littlechild. She's at the packed Norfolk Street Party and we'll be hearing from her in a couple of minutes' time. Anyway, turning our attention back to the events that are happening in the Summer in the City calendar, Kerry Littlechild is now at the Norfolk Street Party and she's joining us on the line now. Good afternoon, Kerry.
My name is Kerry Ann Littlechild and I'm here at the Norfolk Street Party and I'm just about to interview a lady called Anna Lindsay, who is the chair of Petersfield Area Community Trust, who are the organisers of this great event. So, Anna, how are you?
Shattered but happy.
Good. And so the turnout so far has been what you expected?
It's, considering the weather, it's actually been really good. I mean, we've had some absolute torrential downpours in the course of the afternoon and people are still here and they're still smiling and they're still enjoying themselves. So that tells me it's going really well.
Excellent. And so tell me, for those listening, what have we got around? So there are a number of marquees and activities that I've seen, including some hula hoops, some Mendy...
Well, you can see for yourself. It's the event started at midday and it started off with a lion dance, and then simultaneously in different areas of the street we had sort of hip hop and street dance. We had a performance by Squeaky Gate and kickboxing and various other things just sort of ongoing anyhow. And we had a series of performances and exhibitions in the course of the day.
Excellent. It looks really good. And like you say, despite the weather, everyone's turning out, which is great. So tell me a little bit about what goes into creating this event. It's months of work, isn't it?
It is. It's months of work. And then inevitably you think, this year I'm getting ahead, doing it all with sort of in calm and ahead of time, and there's not going to be any stress and rush at the end. And inevitably, sort of 2 days beforehand, X, Y, and Z phone up and say, oh, actually, we've double booked and we can't make it, or this, that, and the other. And you're still sort of up till 6 o'clock in the morning sorting out last bits and pieces of the day of the event. But it's, you know... You see it and then you think, this is why we're doing it and it's worth it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when people come to these things, they always overlook sort of the hard work that goes into it from people like you. And I think, it's incredible and it's a testament to you that it comes off so well. So,
Yes, it's a huge amount of hard work, but it wouldn't happen without people's generosity. I mean, I don't know if you've been down to the Sunken Green and seen the tombola, but there's hundreds of prizes there, which have all been donated by local businesses. And then there's everything from sort of meals for four people to sort of manicures and haircuts and you name it, it's there. And, you know, that this is made possible by volunteers. Everybody who's here is volunteering. We're not a commercial enterprise putting on a big event or paying commercial prices. These people are here because they're part of the community and they want to celebrate and showcase what they can do, and that's just wonderful.
It is wonderful. Okay, thank you very much, Anna, for sparing 5 minutes with me, and yeah, I hope the rest of the day goes well.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day for yourself.
Thank you very much to Kerry Ann Littlechild there, reporting from the Norfolk Street Party, and events going on there right the way through until 5 o'clock this evening, so do pop down. Still to come here on Summer Saturday, we'll hear more from Kerry Littlechild at the Norfolk Street Party. We'll also be crossing back over to Lee Last. He's amongst the crowds at the Midsummer Fair. But if you've got an event happening this Saturday afternoon and you'd like us to mention it on the radio, do get in touch. 07919 070 490 on the text. You can tweet me at Cambridge 105 or you can send me an email through to studio at Cambridge 105. FM. Let's continue the music now with some Corner Shop. Cambridge 105. Broadcasting from the city centre on 105 FM and online, a very good Saturday afternoon to you. We are Cambridge 105, that was Corner Shop and Brimful of Asher. This is Summer Saturday, the programme that puts the showcases, some of the summer events that happen to make up the calendar in our city over the wonderful weather months we're supposed to have. And not very wonderful outside at the moment, rather overcast, but it doesn't seem to be dampening the enthusiasm at some of the events we've been covering across the afternoon. In the first hour of the programme, Rob Chipperfield was reporting from the Fen Edge Festival in Cottenham. We've already had one report from Lee Last. He's at the Midsummer Fair. We'll be crossing back over to him in about 20 minutes' time. But in the meantime, I believe that Kerri-Anne Littlechild is back on the line, and she is actually joined by someone we chatted to yesterday about the Cambridge City Council recycling campaign, because he started off the flash mob. It's the Mayor of Cambridge. He's with Kerri now.
Okay, I'm here at the Norfolk Street Party with Councillor Paul Saunders, who is also the Mayor of Cambridge. Hi, Paul.
Hello there.
Hello. So tell me a little bit about your morning so far here at the party.
Well, I've been here about an hour so far, and to be honest, it's taken me that hour to walk from one end of Norfolk Street to the other because there's so much on.
And what is your favourite thing that you've seen so far?
Oh, it's hard to choose, really. I think I saw some very exciting belly dancing earlier with a group of local women who are really enjoying themselves, doing something together, getting exercise and having fun.
Excellent. Okay, yeah, belly dancing is rather good. And have you been down to this area down here? There's some hula hooping in the tombola. And...
Oh, yes. I have to say I did win a prize there. I don't think there was any, illicit activity there. I think it was pure luck.
Okay, what did you win?
I got some noodles, so I'm going to be cooking those tonight, I think.
Excellent. Great. So it's worth coming down for, definitely.
Absolutely. And there's another special thing down there. The science people are down there showing sort of experiments off, which are really fascinating.
Is that the people from the new science museum?
I don't know. You're going to have to go ask them that question, where they're actually from. But there's quite a big group of them, and they're all quite scientific, and they know everything. And they've got these beautiful experiments that kids will really love. Things that you just don't expect when they show you. Some really surprising things.
Okay, I'll have to go down there. And there's a parade, isn't there? 4:45 today?
I believe so. I think so. I wouldn't like to guarantee the time. I'm sorry.
Okay, but are you going to be around for that? Are you going to be here for the rest of the day?
I'm going to go away and do another event. So I'm hoping to pop back a bit later. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, all right. Thanks for your time, Paul.
So that was Kerri Littlechild speaking to none other than the Mayor of Cambridge. He's been on the radio station twice this week. And above all, the most important thing is at the Norfolk Street Fair this afternoon, he's won some noodles on the tombola. I wonder if we'll be going around to his house for food tonight.
Locally owned and operated. Really? Cambridge 105.
It is 4:30 and about the same time where you're listening this afternoon. We are Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. The cause there and so young. This is Summer Saturday, the programme that showcases some of the local events that make up the summer in the city calendar. But if you've got a couple of minutes spare, do head on over to our website, cambridge105.fm, and do check out our podcast page, because there's some fantastic things on there at the moment. You can listen back to the last New Music Generator session with Tim Willetts, the last Kip of the Cat show, and Julian speaking to Mark Winter. Now, he had top 20 hits in the 1960s, including Venus in Blue Jeans. They're all available to listen to and download now over at cambridge105.fm. Now let's return back over to the Norfolk Street Party, where Kerri-Anne Littlechild is this afternoon, and she's joined by someone else now.
This is Kerri Littlechild reporting from the Norfolk Street Party, and I'm standing here now with Rose Spear, who is a volunteer for the British Science Association, recently just mentioned by the Mayor of Cambridge, who I was talking to a minute ago. And you're here with a stand at the Norfolk Street Party, and I believe you're demonstrating experiments to the children, is that right?
Yes, this is true, but it's for the whole family. So we demonstrate them to people who are very young to very elderly.
Okay, and what kind of experiments are you doing?
So today we're showing a demonstration with refractive index, where we take Pyrex bowls in oil and we demonstrate the difference that you can see the bowl in the light, whereas when you put it in the oil, it seems to disappear.
Okay, and how's it going down? Is everyone enjoying it?
There seems to be a lot of really positive response. We're just started up and we seem to have a lot of people coming around, so it's quite exciting right at the moment.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the British Science Association for those that don't know about it.
So our branch is for the Cambridgeshire, but it's all over the UK, and what we do is we run different events like this outreach experiments, and we do things over in the Arts Picture House with films where we get scientists in, and we do things in pubs as well, little talks from scientists who come and reach out to the community.
Excellent. So do you do any of those in the pubs in this sort of area of Cambridge?
Yes, we have one talk coming up in Alexandra Arms, and that'll be on the 31st of July. So we'll have a gliding instructor come and explain how gliders stay in the air.
Excellent. That sounds fantastic. Okay, thank you for sparing a couple of minutes with me today.
It was wonderful to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fantastic stuff. That was Kerry Littlechild reporting from the packed Norfolk Street party this afternoon. It's been rather overcast and damp here in the centre of Cambridge, but it doesn't seem to have dampened the atmosphere. The mayor obviously was soaking up the atmosphere earlier and telling Kerry how he won some noodles in the tombola. And I said maybe we'll all be welcome over to his house for dinner this evening. There's a thought, isn't there? Anyway, this is Summer Saturday from Cambridge 105. If you've got a local event happening, maybe you've got an event happening in the future and you'd like us to come to it, do drop an email through to publicity@cambridge105.fm. That email address again, publicity@cambridge105.fm. And who knows, one of our intrepid reporters may be reporting live for Summer Saturday from there in the future. We're crossing back over to the Norfolk Street party with Kerry very soon. We'll also be crossing over to Lee Last. He's at the Midsummer Fair this afternoon as well. 4:30 now, here's Womack and Womack. For calling and wherever you will go here on Community Radio in your city, Cambridge 105. And where do we go on a Saturday afternoon between 3 and 5? Well, we go to some of the big events that make up the summer in the city calendar, because, of course, this is Summer Saturday. We'll be rejoining Kerry Littlechild. She's at the packed Norfolk Street party this afternoon. But in the meantime, joining us on the line from the Midsummer Fair is Lee Last. Good afternoon to you, Lee.
Right, thank you, Matt. We're back here live at a Midsummer Fair. I've got two young gentlemen here with me today. What's your name, sir?
My name is Shane Stevens.
And what's your name, sir?
My name is Patsy Fury.
And are you two having fun today? What have you been up to?
Just getting a few sorts, innit?
Well, you know how it goes. You've got to have fun, mate. What have you been up to today?
Nothing at all. Just going on a few rides, getting a few women, that kind of stuff.
A few women? How old are you?
10.
How old are you?
12.
Blimey, we got two love makers in the house here, I'll tell you that much. So, seeing lots of the stalls here, what stalls are you going to be going on? Any of the amusement rides going to take your fancy?
The spinning one. You sit down and all the little girls and boys are on it.
It looks a bit crazy for me. That looks just far too crazy for me. What about you, sir?
I like the very big ones, like the big massive one.
Oh, right, okay. What, the thing that goes spinny or... Oh. The one that's called Oxygen, which literally goes in the air. You're up in the air, yep. And then you spin around. It's crazy.
Yep.
And how on earth, why does that take your fancy?
Because I just like going very fast.
You like going very fast. So you two are big fans of, like, amusement, well, theme parks, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, so I definitely am. Like fairs, Applebee's, Stowe, Kenilworth, and obviously Cambridge.
So are you local to Cambridge then?
No, we've come from Manchester, all the way down here.
All the way from Manchester, so is it a big thing? Have you two come with your family today, or have you got still here?
We've come with all the boys and girls and everybody.
Do you come here very often then, on a yearly basis?
Every time it's on.
Excellent, well thank you very much, chaps. Hope you have good fun today.
Thank you very much.
And we'll get you on there. Thank you very much. Now it's back to Matt in the studio.
Thanks very much, Lee. That's Lee Last reporting live from the Midsummer Fair on Midsummer Common. Sounding quite windy out there at the moment, so I think if you're going to be heading out, do make sure you wear a jacket or two. I think it's quite deceptive with the temperature at the moment. It's still quite blustery outside. Looking at the weather for the rest of today, rain showers persisting into the evening. We can expect overnight lows tonight of 13 Celsius, that's 55 Fahrenheit. And your outlook for tomorrow, showers across the day, some heavy at times. Top temperatures in Cambridge of 18 Celsius, that's 64 Fahrenheit. Still to come on Summer Saturday, we'll have a final few reports from Kerry Littlechild. She's at the Norfolk Street party for us this afternoon. In the meantime, here's Tyo Cruz and Break Your Heart. 4:45 on your Saturday afternoon. I hope you're having a great weekend. Proud to broadcast from the city centre on 105 FM and online. A very good afternoon to you. This is Cambridge 105. Tyo Cruz there and Break Your Heart. The time is just edging up to 13 minutes before 5 o'clock. Coming up at 5, you've got Jason Allen. In the meantime, this is the last 13 minutes of Summer Saturday for today. But if you've got an event that you'd like Cambridge 105 to go to and report live from, or do some bits and pieces at, do get in touch with the station on the email address, which is publicity@cambridge105.fm. Publicity@cambridge105.fm. And if we've got a free moment, we'll pop and and see you at your event that you'll be staging in and around Cambridge. Anyway, let's cross over now back to the Norfolk Street Party. Kerry Littlechild is our reporter there. Good afternoon, Kerry.
This is Kerry Littlechild reporting from the Norfolk Street Party, and I'm here with Beverly Carpenter of Oblique Arts, and she's got a rather glamorously painted horse cart standing on Norfolk Street. Do you want to tell us a bit about what this is?
Yes, this is Converted Horse Box, and it's our mobile eco fashion house. I'm Beverly, and over here's my partner Hilary. Together we are Beverly Hills, and we're inviting people today to come along and swap and drop. So to drop textiles and to swap their clothes for other more glam items that we might have in the horse box, and it's all about keeping textiles out of landfill.
Okay, that's great. So people can actually drop their stuff off today, and the if people do drop their stuff off, it will be swapped for other things, or will it be kept in the horse cart for future events?
They can swap today and leave items of clothes and take new items away. And we've also got some drop boxes for leaving textiles that may not be worn anymore. So don't put them in the black bins.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fantastic. And so when did this idea originate? How was this born?
It's been running for a year now, and it was born out of a trip that we did to Amy Sesbar, and they've had increasingly more and more textiles in landfill sites.
Yeah, and for those of you out there who, again, are looking for places to drop off clothes when the Norfolk Street Party isn't on, there are loads of charity shops up and down Mill Road where you can take your unwanted items. So, yeah. And so at the Amy Sesbar visit, you saw a lot of that going into landfill, I take it.
That's right, and we start to do some projects for the County Council, and the City Council also support this, and we've gone around to Huntingdon, Wisbeach, Peterborough, Cambridge, and some of the festivals in the city itself.
Okay, great, fantastic. And what's your next event that you'll be at?
Our next event is the Rumsey Festival, so we'll be outside the Art Salon on 3rd of August. Oh, we'll be at Amy Sesbar actually for their open day as well in July, and places. We also have a facebook.com/wearit. So if you go on there, there's lots of tips about upcycling clothes and transforming them into other more glam things.
Great, thank you, Beverly.
Okay.
So I'd like to introduce now Hilary, who works at the Eco Salon with Beverly. And I just thought of a couple more questions that I wanted to ask about it, really. And that is, do you have clothes for men as well as women?
We certainly do. It's true, we don't have as many clothes for men, and we're really trying to encourage men to get involved in the clothes swap and being actively engaged. And we also have a lot of children's clothes. We have all ages of clothes. Of course, a lot of people do already swap and pass on children's clothes. It's part of a culture that we're engaged in already and used to.
Yeah, and I noticed you also have a lot of shoes as well, which is great. And the other question that I wanted to ask you is, if people don't have anything to swap to bring today, can they make donations in exchange for the clothes or buy the clothes from you?
We have taken some donations that go to Emmaus that are here in Cambridge now on Newmarket Road, and they've been really helpful in helping us to set up with some of the clothes from them. We've also, some people have been involved in coming and maybe taking things away and then logging on to our Facebook site, facebook.com/wearit, where we can update people on our next event, and they can bring clothes along then to come and swap retrospectively.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. So as a sort of longer term objective for the Eco Salon, you mentioned earlier about culture and trying to encourage people to get into this culture of swapping and upcycling. Have you seen sort of an increased desire for that sort of throughout the duration of doing the Eco Salon, or what's your view on that?
Certainly more people are getting involved in it, and I think one of the key messages that we're starting to get across is that people can recycle all grades of clothing as well. You have three grades of clothing. One that if you go into a charity shop and leave, you can leave all your clothes. So the first grade is your clothes that be sold here in charity shops. Second, clothing will go often to countries where the clothes have been made, so African countries and some Eastern European countries. And a third grade is that they will be used for rags. So all types of textiles can go to your charity shops or into your recycling bins, but not the recycling bins, not your blue bin, the big recycling points.
So the point So the point with that is that, you know, even if you've got clothes that are perhaps stained or have got paint on or something like that, those clothes can be used for rags, you know, so even if they're perhaps not suitable for being worn. Yeah.
95% of the textiles that are put into landfill presently could be recycled. And more and more textiles are going into landfill. You'd think at the moment people talk more about recycling and are more involved in it generally, but more textiles are going into landfill, and it's kind of the Primark effect in a way, cheap shopping, people being able to buy cheap clothes, wearing them once or possibly not even wearing them at all and throwing them into landfill. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Hilary, for spending a few minutes with me. Thanks a lot.
So that was Kerry Littlechild reporting from the Norfolk Street Party today, and that pretty much wraps up Summer Saturday on Saturday the 22nd of June. Thank you very much to Rob Chipperfield for his reports in the first hour from the Fen Edge Festival in Cottenham. Thank you also to Lee Last, who was amongst the crowds and soaking up the atmosphere on Midsummer Common for the Midsummer Fair, and of course Kerry Littlechild there, who's been reporting from the packed Norfolk Street Party across the afternoon. Summer Saturday will be back between the hours of 3 and 5 next week, where we'll be showcasing the Gwydir Street Party amongst a load of other events happening in and around Cambridge that make up the summer in the city calendar. If you've got an event you'd like us to come to and showcase on Summer Saturday, all you need to do is drop your details through to us on an email, and that goes to publicity@cambridge105.fm. That's publicity@cambridge105.fm. In the meantime, I'll be back on your radio between 4 and 7 on Monday, because I'm looking after 105 Drive for Julian Clover while he's on holiday. I'll leave you with some Bruce Springsteen and some Hepburn. Coming up from 5, it's Jason Allen. Enjoy the rest of your weekends.
So there we have the reports that were played out during the Summer Saturday show last Saturday between 3 and 5 right here on Cambridge 105. But we had some reports that were left over. We had too many to fill the 2 hours. We needed more time. So here we have some special podcast extras. Coming up now, we have reports from Jacqueline, who was down on Midsummer Fair, and here's what she and some of the crowd had to say about the event.
Okay, hi, I'm Jacqueline. I'm here with Cambridge 105 Radio. We're at the Summer Market Fair in Cambridge, and I'm just speaking to one of the store owners. Would you like to introduce yourself? What's your name, darling?
Julia Wright.
Julia Wright. So, Julia, can you tell us what you're actually selling here today?
We're selling wagons. Gypsy wagons for the kids and horses, and little bikes with horse trailers behind. A bit of everything, really.
A bit of everything. So how often do you do this?
I've been coming here ever since I've been born.
Oh, really? So is it like a family business?
It is, yes.
Okay, so do you take it in turns, or are you the main person? Are you the main face of it all?
This is my stall, yes.
This is your stall.
I've got a stall out on the fairground.
Oh, so there's another one here, is there?
Yes, there's my family's here.
Oh, your whole family's here. Oh, okay, so family affair today then.
Yes.
Okay, well, thanks ever so much for your time. Your stall's lovely, and we'll catch up with you later.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, bye. Hi, right, we're back at another store, and sorry, what's your name, sweetheart?
Keisha.
Okay, I'm here with Keisha at her stall. Keisha, do you want to tell me what's on your stall and what you actually do here?
You shoot the character to get any prize.
And what prizes can you get?
Any prize.
And what? How much is it to actually play the game?
You pay £2.50, you hook the character with a hook, and then you choose any prize.
And you get to choose any prize. That seems a bit of a bargain, doesn't it? So how long have you been out here today?
Since 11 o'clock.
So you've been here for quite some time. What time are you planning on leaving?
About 11.
And are you guys local to the area?
No.
No. Where are you from?
Essex.
And how old are you?
10.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, and we'll see you around soon. Hi, I'm Jacqueline, Cambridge 105 Radio, and I'm here with...
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. I can see you're here with your family today.
Yeah.
How long have you been walking around the fair?
About 30 minutes now.
30 minutes, and what have you actually been on?
With the kids, it's just been kiddie rides, yeah. So just kiddie stuff.
Have you been on the Saucer and Teacup yet?
No. Oh, yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah. A favourite of mine as a child, I must say. And so how long do you plan staying out today? Because the weather's obviously gorgeous for once.
Yeah, I think because of the kids. Probably another 20 minutes and that's it.
Running around, wear them out.
Parents.
Yeah. I know, it's all for them, all for the kids. Okay, well, enjoy the rest of your day. And thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, hi, I'm here with Ollie and at Cambridge 105 Radio. So, hi, Ollie. If you'd like me to have a few words with you about your day here today with the children.
Yeah, we're really enjoying it, you know, and the weather's it's not raining anymore, the sun's out, I've got too many clothes on, but yeah, it's great.
Okay, how long do you plan to spend down here today?
Oh, a couple of hours. We've got the three grandchildren here, so they're keeping us busy.
So will you be
all the money.
Will you be attempting to go on a few rides then?
I don't think so. No. I'm a bit past that now, I think.
It's fun.
Okay.
For all
you'll be a spectator then today?
Just a spectator.
Okay.
Really for the kids, really.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. We'll catch up soon. Enjoy your day.
All right, yeah.